BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Amy, I'm 26 and I'm from East London. You might not know this, but I served a kebab to Angelina Jolie. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio. Come on, me!
Hello, here is Thursday's free download. On it, Innuendo Bingo with the hilarious Gemma Kearney. Also, there's Loving the Trolls, where I type all of the horrible emails, tweets and texts I get into a computer called Lawrence. Who speaks like this? Makes all the abuse seem really funny. Hugh Stevens plays Real or No Real, a brilliant piece of gossip we heard from Grimmy about Adele. And our show introducer is the bizarre story of Amy, Angelina Jolie and a doner kebab.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
Skyfall, free fall, baton ball, know it all, booty call, Jerry Hall, cannonball,
Skyfall,
Chinese wall, sod all, city hall, concert hall, fastest mall, Montreal, Senegal,
Skyfall,
shopping mall, apostle pool, abdominal wall, pub crawl, uni hall, front crawl, RuPaul,
Skyfall,
golf ball, tall pool, eight ball, capital, omniball, professional football,
Skyfall.
Ah, pussy galore, I've been expecting you. Come in. Hello, Mr. Bond. Ah, Octopussy. Come in. I'll just pour it over my kumquats. Wailing Wall, Croquet Ball, Coffee Stall, Mrs. Hall, Recall, Urban Sprawl, Merlin Ball.
Skyfall!
Conference Call, Install, Curveball, Supporting Wall, Crank Call, Your Tool.
Skyfall!
Dear Scott, Chris and Becky, since the Skyfall trailer is so totally lols, can you please put it on the website so it's downloadable? Love you, bye. Oscar, 12, off of New Zealand. You may remember me as your jingle maker off of Mornings a few weeks ago.
Yes, it's the same Oscar from New Zealand who made us this jingle, which is now a collector's item, for when I did the shortest breakfast show in Radio 1's history.
Scott and the Morning Crew.
No wonder they took us off. No, it's really good. I like that.
This is great.
Yeah, I'm going to use it next time we're in for Grimmy, I think. Okay, here's the thing, Oscar. As soon as Chris's Skyfall video gets more views than Adele's, then we will give that to you as a free download. How's that?
Do you want the state of play with it?
Adele's official trailer has
25,101,559.
Oh,
hers
is going up.
But so is ours.
And our Skyfall trailer, which you can get on the radio on YouTube,
32,663. But we're going in the right direction.
There we are. So when we get to 25 million, you can get that as a free download, right? I really want the story that Grimmy was talking about with Jesse Ware on the breakfast show this morning to be real. Did you hear this?
I missed this.
Apparently Adele doesn't like to be woken up early, so she gives her makeup artist a key to her house and then they put her makeup on while she's asleep.
No way.
I really want that to be true.
That can't be true. You can't sleep through that.
Look, I'll be asleep, so just let yourself in and just fine. And then she wakes up and she's like HD ready.
But she must, like, she must be aware that people are... That's so weird. That kind of stuff doesn't go on, surely.
I think it does. I remember, like, I was watching this thing once and it was some program where they had to have ridiculous amounts of makeup and you had, like, prosthetics added to their face. Mm. And it's quite easy because it takes, like, 4 or 5 hours. They just fall asleep in the chair and just stuff happens around them. So I really want that to be true about Adele.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
Now, when you're a Radio 1 DJ, sometimes people can be a little bit unkind. I mean, it happens to everyone on Facebook and Twitter. Sometimes you get some unkind comments. If you put a YouTube video up, that's the worst.
Yeah, that's the worst, easily.
Like, you put one video up and before you know it, you're being ripped apart and insulted by people from all over the world.
Morons.
Absolute morons. Don't take any notice of them. Thing is, me, I get it from all angles.
Yeah.
Not only do I get it on YouTube, I get it on email.
They email you, yes.
Everyone knows my email address. I get texts to the studio every day. Then, obviously, there's the Facebook and Twitter, all angles. And the way I stop it from getting to me is I imagine all of the unkind things are said in the voice of Lawrence. Now, Lawrence is a computer voice. So you just type in the words, the harsh, unkind words, and Lawrence speaks them. And Lawrence speaks like this. So it makes everything okay. And the really harsh stuff that people say just kind of doesn't bother you anymore.
It, like, sucks the venom out of it.
Massively. Like this.
I hope you get the sack. You melt.
I love him.
You see? It doesn't seem so bad, does it? It's actually quite a horrible thing to say.
I hope you get the sack. You melt.
And now...
Loving the trolls. Yeah, loving the trolls. Loving the trolls. Trolls, trolls. Loving the trolls. Loving the trolls.
Yeah.
Loving the trolls on Radio 1. So next time you get any kind of abuse, just try to imagine that the person that wrote those unkind things speaks like Lawrence all the time.
They all do.
In everyday life.
What's for tea?
Hello, Mummy. Good morning, Mummy. Who was it that alerted us to the genius of Lawrence?
I think it was
Giles Corran on Twitter.
Was it?
And he just imagines that all of his haters speak like that all the time. It's what I do, and it's what you should do too. All the haters, they all speak like that.
You're a melt.
Every day you melt. Yes.
I hope you get the sack. You melt.
Loving the trolls.
So, here's some of my... kindest comments that people have been sending in to me recently.
Can't wait.
Only in the voice of Lawrence.
I have never liked Scott. I listen to Radio 1 all the time and really can't stand your rubbish.
Hello.
Thanks for that.
I'm not a big Chris Moyles fan, but he's funny. Everyone on Radio 1 and Radio 2 is okay, but you are crap.
Love you.
It's so good, isn't it? It's so good.
I've thought this ever since you came on Radio 1.
Yeah, well, thanks so much.
Mm.
See, doesn't bother me.
It just takes
just makes me laugh.
All the nastiness.
Yes.
Your bingo game is ridiculous, and I think it's...
Oh, had to censor that, yeah.
I think you should quit Gavin.
Thanks, Gavin.
Gavin, no.
Thanks, Gavin.
Gavin.
Remember, Gavin speaks like this every day of his life. And next.
Why do they even let Scott Mills on the radio? Bring back Edith.
Okay. Well, that's... Okay.
Little comment on Facebook there.
Yeah.
Ready for another one?
Yeah.
Here's one of the texts I got sent.
I think I am listening to the worst radio feature since Changing Tracks.
I used to like Changing Tracks.
Same.
Harsh.
Why do they even let a weirdo Ellen DeGeneres lookalike on the BBC in the first place?
Got a very good point.
I like that just because you look like Ellen DeGeneres, you're not allowed
I'm
on
not
the
allowed
BBC.
On the BBC. Do you want one more from Facebook?
Oh, please.
Get a tan. You look like the Milky Bar kid, idiot.
I think that's you.
Is that for me?
I don't think it can be me.
Get a tan.
Get a tan. You look like the Milky Bar kid, idiot.
Idiot.
Idiot. That just topped off nicely at the end, didn't it?
It's my favourite.
And that was...
Loving the trolls.
Yeah,
loving the trolls.
Loving the trolls.
Loving the trolls! Hello, Mummy!
You melt.
You melt. Get a tan, idiot.
This is...
Scott Mills.
On BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Kerry.
Hello, Scott Mills.
How are you?
I'm good.
I'm glad that you called me Scott Mills. Someone picked up on this earlier. It was Martin. No, Matt, who said... at the beginning of the show, you said, Hi, it's Scott. And he thinks that I'm turning into, like, Prince or Cheryl.
Yeah, don't get too big for your boots.
Right.
You need to surname as well.
I should always announce myself as Scott Mills,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Always, yeah.
I'm trying to do a Cheryl Cole.
There's other Scott.
Yeah, but
Scott
I'm just...
Scott from Five.
I like to think that... yeah, brilliant. I like to think that I've known my audience for a while now and we can be on first name terms. So there we are.
Yeah.
Whatever. What are you saying, Kerry?
Well, I was listening to you talking about Adele and it does happen.
How?
I heard that... Katy Perry had a masseuse chair when she had her makeup done on her tour, so she could, you know, casually sleep while it was done.
What, so she's got, like, a reclining chair?
Yeah.
In her dressing room?
Like, yeah, apparently she used to, like, fully just have a sleep, and she's had her nails done, her wigs on, everything.
Right, have you gone over to the other side of the room?
Huh?
Nothing.
She's getting her makeup done.
Yeah. Are you having your makeup done right now?
No, I was just walking up the stairs. You're actually on the TV and the radio.
I know, it's amazing, isn't it? It's all over
weird,
the country as well.
I find it weird.
So he really does. He sometimes texts in for a shout-out, weirdo. That's good knowledge. Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Just trying to think what I could do, like something really boring that someone could do in their sleep, in my sleep.
Yeah.
For me. If I gave you a key to my house, would you just come in the morning and brush my teeth?
No.
While I'm asleep? No. That'd be all right. Oh, come on, I've shaved you before.
Oh, don't bring this up again.
Not in your sleep, but I have shaved you.
Definitely don't do that in your sleep.
Or maybe, like, you could just give me a key and I could come in and musk you up.
That's even weirder. So what would you do? Like, just spray me down?
I'd spray you with the aftershaves and you wake up smelling fresh.
It's Thursday. It's 1:45. This is Innuendo Bingo.
What was that? She just looked at me in panic. Was like,
okay. Thank you for your clips this week. Let me know if you're watching on the Radio 1 website. It really is good to watch if you can get to a computer. Harry Davis on Twitter is ready and keen for bingo. Also, Martin off of Hastings, hello. And Julia's been on, home from work earlier than usual, so cannot wait to watch Innuendo Bingo with Gemma. You're her fave. Right, you got your waters?
Mm-hmm.
Got your bin there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One of my favourite shows is Eddie Stobart's Trucks and Trailers on Five. Have you seen it, Gemma? Well, good. So much drama about the truck drivers and that. Carl in Watford and Toby have spotted this one. Here we go. Eddie Stobart's been at it again.
Any minute now, I'm going to get some bushes in my face.
Just a little spurt there.
I think we've met him before.
Have we?
He sounds familiar, yeah.
Okay, more water.
Your jaws ache, don't they?
Yeah.
Keep it in so long.
There's more to this one.
An unexpected bush in the face can be an occupational hazard.
It's like that.
But Neil takes it all in his stride.
I'm glad Neil does.
I am as well.
Good for him.
An unexpected bush in the face can be an occupational hazard.
It's like that.
But Neil takes it all in his stride.
Okay. Over to Lorraine now. On ICV.
It's the way he says it. Sorry.
And the actor Stephen Tompkinson here telling Lorraine a little bit too much. Sorry. I've lost it.
I just remembered it again.
Oh, man.
Sorry, John.
It's covered by tights. I look like I've wet myself.
You're all right.
Okay, sorry. I'll hold it together.
That was free clip.
One. But the other one, yeah. Play it again. I've got it again. No, don't play it again, actually. Sorry.
We've had enough of that.
An unexpected bush in the face.
Unexpected.
Right.
Okay. Right, come on.
Come on, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Over to Lorraine now. And Stephen Tompkinson, the actor, telling Lorraine too much.
She's also stunning the beautiful, which also helps.
She does a good pie as well.
Does she?
I've got her pie on my screensaver on my phone.
Have you?
Yeah. I've got her pie on my screensaver on my phone.
Have you?
Yeah.
It is the accents as well, isn't it?
Zed is watching in Uxbridge, is loving it. Andy eating eggs on the sofa in Hitchin, watching it on his TV.
Gosh.
Andy!
Why has he told you that?
I don't know. Okay, Simon in Suffolk, hello, is watching as well. Okay, we've discussed this before, but Phil Spencer knows exactly what he's doing here.
This week, I've had my hands on two different semis in opposite sides of Manchester.
What's he talking about?
Semi-detached houses.
Okay. He sounded like he knew.
Yeah. More water, please. And ready? Phil goes on.
Yes, it's been hard, but finally it looks as though everything's coming together.
Are we all fine? We're good. I think we're good. Gemma's going to go any second. She's fine. She's fine.
An unexpected bush in the face.
What was that? I really hope you're watching this on the website.
Right, you sing on.
What was that?
It was just an expression.
Okay. Right, let's hold this together. Okay. And a classic here from the golf.
Tiger Woods, nerves hold firm. He rams the three-footer into the middle of the hole.
Tiger Woods. Yeah, I've got your number.
Okay. Over to Zane Lowe now. And finding out a lot here from Tame Impala.
Do the rest of the crew kind of... Do you get a sense that when the album's finished, like, all right, we got Tame Impala music. Is everyone ready to go on the road? Are we ready to have this experience together again?
Yeah, totally. Because it's a really big thing for all of us. Mm. We all love to have our fingers in each other's pies, basically.
You can hear it, though.
We all love to have our fingers in each other's pies.
The best thing is, like, yeah, you can hear it.
Yeah, you can hear that, yeah. Okay. I love Doctors. What a soap. Mm. Here's a classic one from Doctors now.
What's going on?
Some little vandals just sprayed his crud all over my rear entrance.
Okay, right. A classic here from the Greg James Show on Radio 1.
Whoa.
All right, come on, Chris. Get your waters out. Gemma's Love is Amazing from Darren in Accrington. John and Evesham loving it. Jack and Ashford taking time out work to watch the excellent Innuendo Bingo for the first time on the website. You know it. Ready?
Ready.
Go on then. Water.
All right.
Come on. Greg James.
Carolyn, what were you thinking when Mr. Barlow was contemplating?
I was thinking I'm a goner. I can just tell I'm a goner here.
Get it?
This is the second time.
Okay. All right, and we continue. Grace, thank you for sending this one in. Give yourself some points, 250. And one of the girls on Hollyoaks has found her saucy novel.
That my 50 Shades. I've been wondering where that is, mucky little cow. I'll have a flick of that later.
I feel like I stood under Niagara Falls.
I'll have a flick of that later.
Earlier on. Earlier on, someone asked me about 50 Shades, and I replied, going, oh, and I was trying to talk about the book, and I went, yeah, you mean the 50 cents? I actually said it accidentally, in my head was thinking of the hip hop star. Actually, genuinely, brilliant. Accidentally said that.
Well done, everyone. Okay. Now it's over to Lisa Tarbuck on BBC Radio 2.
Imagine how my teeth felt when they struck a huge steel knob filling the pie. Just a little bit of gravy. It was unbelievable. Big steel knob in a pie. But not for me, thanks.
God bless you, Lisa.
I love that. Steel knob in a pie. Not for me, thanks.
How did she say unbelievable? Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I love her.
I know.
Well.
Hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Okay, and
this
now.
Is a wet one today.
It is, doesn't it? Very much so. And now a classic from Secrets of Poundland.
This was all getting a bit too exciting for me.
I could spend all day in the chocolate aisle.
Well done. Well done.
Yeah.
More water, please.
I've got a pie on my screensaver on my phone.
Have you?
Yeah.
Nope.
I'll have a flick of that later.
Come on!
I've never seen you get angry.
That's my absolute favourite today.
Oh, it's done.
Done.
Oh, God.
Big steel knob in a pie. Not me, thanks.
Unbelievable. Thank you very much to Gemma Kearney and to Chris, and I hope you enjoyed watching and listening. That was a brilliant innuendo bingo today. The Scott Mills Daily. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
So, what's this about Angelina Jolie and her kebab?
When I was 16, I worked in a kebab shop in Manchester, and I got told one day when I came into work to make 100 kebabs, so I did. And then my boss put me in his van and took me to a field. And Angelina Jolie flew in a helicopter, and I gave her a kebab. And
what? She shouted, okay, this is too much info for me to take. Can we go right back?
Yes.
How many kebabs did you make at once?
I think it was about 100. Nothing was explained to me either. It was just
make 100 kebabs now.
Yeah.
Were they doner kebabs?
Yes.
Did you make them all the same, or were there special orders? I mean, what did you do with the salad?
Well, the salad was an issue, because I put the salad on all of them, they were all the same, but Angelina wasn't happy about that. She shouted at me, well, she got her assistant to shout at me.
Angelina Jolie's assistant shouted at you?
Yeah, for there being salad on a kebab.
Right, wait. Right, so you've made 100 kebabs?
Yeah.
Then your boss takes you to...
Well, then he told me to get in his van, and he put them all in his van.
Okay, so you're in a van, taken there by your boss, with 100 kebabs also in the van.
Yeah, we were driven to a big field that had nothing in it apart from one little table.
There's just a big field and one table?
Yeah, put all the kebabs out. And then about 100 odd children turned up, and then a helicopter, and Angelina Jolie was in the helicopter, and they just landed in the middle of the field.
What?
So one day Angelina Jolie thought to herself, I quite fancy a kebab. I do have a helicopter, so I'm going to get the helicopter to fly to Manchester to a field, invite some children, and we'll all sit round a small table and eat the kebabs together.
Pretty much, yeah.
But what possible reason, like, why the children? Why do you need children to have a kebab?
From what I gather, the field that I was in used to be a minefield, like, bombs used to be in it.
But what has that got to do with anything? I don't understand this.
I think, you know, she's like... She helps with loads of charity stuff.
So she invites loads of children into a minefield?
That's not helping.
She's a bit odd, though, so...
She's like, come in, kids, eat a kebab, it's fine here, it's just a minefield.
Basically, that's what happened. None of my friends believe this story, but it's...
No, I can see why, it's making my head fizz. I'm really confused.
I don't buy this. There has to be a reason why Angelina Jolie
has invited 100 children to a minefield and then served them all kebabs. She wasn't in the area. She got a helicopter there. I mean, it sounds like the most random thing a human could do.
I was just the kebab girl. I didn't have any information.
But Amy, you can see why we would find this a bit confusing.
No one believes me when I tell the story, but it's 100% true.
Have you got pictures, or it didn't happen?
No, it's in a newspaper there. I've got the article.
Right, hang on.
So Angelina and the kids have the kebabs.
Yeah.
And she didn't like having salad on her one.
No.
So what happened? How did you know that?
Because I saw her shouting, and then her assistant came over to me, and she said, "Why has it got salad on it? Can you take salad off it?" and shouted at me.
So Angelina cannot pull the salad off her own kebab. Is that
apparently
one?
Not.
What was the situation with chili sauce?
There wasn't any.
So when Angelina and the kids have eaten their kebabs,
yeah.
Then what happens?
Then I went. We just packed up and went.
Did they stay? Do you know, in the field with nothing happening?
Everyone went. It was pretty brisk.
That can't have taken much
time.
They
shared their kebab in the middle of a minefield. She got back into her helicopter.
Bye, kids.
The kids went home. What's difficult to understand about that, Scott?
I love this story.
Is this real? Honestly.
I swear on my life, this is real. I'll find the article and I'll email it over.
Yes, please.
Oh, yeah, please. I think this is my favourite ever show introducer story.
Yes.
We've had some good ones, but this takes it.
And you'd have to assume one of the 100 of children that were there eating the kebabs can also now text into this radio show and...
Yes.
Please do.
Hopefully someone will remember and validate my story.
You wouldn't forget that.
So text in. Text in now on 81199 if you've ever shared a kebab in a minefield with Angelina Jolie. And are you still in touch with Angelina?
No.
Good to speak to you.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
This is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1.
And now it's time for Dear Scott. This means the weekend is a-coming when you hear this music and you hear the soft, dulcet tones of the PR4L. Send me an email and you will get on Dear Scott. It's pretty much 99%, I would say. Send your email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. This is your forum. You can say what you want. The only thing that doesn't get on is emails where you tell us about your dreams. Snore, literally. Boring.
I know what you mean, because they're just... It's not real stuff. It doesn't have... It's like me just making up something completely random.
So when someone says, "Oh, I had a really weird dream last night. Do you want to hear about it?"
Not really.
No, I don't. Because it's just you making something up. Why don't I want to hear that? So anything apart from dreams, because they're banned, do get on, Dear Scott. So send away. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. What's this person saying?
Dear Scott, Darcy Bustle is proper important. Darcy Andrea Bustle, CBE, is a retired English ballerina. Trained at the Arts Educational School and the Royal Ballet School, she was later employed by the Royal Ballet, where she was promoted to the rank of principal dancer and would become recognised as one of the greatest English ballerinas of all time. Love you, bye. Steve.
OK, Steve, that may be the case, but I hadn't heard of her until the other day. I'm really sorry about that. I also thought she'd be about 80, and she isn't at all.
Yeah, and that's all very good. She's obviously had a great career, but for me, I know her from The Vicar of Dibley.
Yeah, her one appearance in The Vicar of Dibley.
Which, since then, loads of people messaged in, actually, to say, no, Chris is right, she was in The Vicar of Dibley for one scene.
Loads. Twitter exploded with it.
Yeah.
So sorry for not knowing who Darcy Bustle is, Soz. I can't know who everyone is, can I? Next. Darcy Bustle, yeah? Oh, let's play this again.
You can use that to your ability, yeah?
Says yeah a lot.
Make it help you, yeah? This feeling of pulling your shoulder blades down.
Yeah?
And then your posture, then it will be so much easier, yeah?
Yeah. And next.
Dear Scott, whenever that innuendo bingo clip from The Perfect Wood plays with the man saying, "Right, you've asked for it, Margaret," am I the only one who thinks of Nick and Margaret from The Apprentice? Makes me laugh every time. Love you, bye. Jonathan, University of Warwick.
Yep, Jonathan, just you.
Not anymore, though. I am going to think of her now.
It's this one, you mean?
We found something that we can do together. In fact, we don't just do it together, we excel at it. And I don't want that to be threatened by some idiot bouncing around all over the place. Right. You've asked for it, Margaret. Pain me though it may, I'm going to fire this wood right through your perfect little cluster.
I love that.
I don't want to think about that, please.
I'm going to fire this wood right through your perfect little cluster.
You asked for it, Margaret.
Is that the Archers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no, it's a different play on Radio 4.
Oh, right, okay.
A play called The Perfect Wood.
Yes, right, okay.
And next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, TOTDS and the PR4L. After not being able to sleep, I thought I would catch up with your podcast. During Thursday's podcast, you talked about speaking French in an English accent and how the French thought it was very sexy. This got me thinking, what happened to the Dolly Rockers when they released Je suis une Dolly in France? Did they become national sex symbols in France? Is their particular brand of wonky pop outselling the likes of Rihanna? And is this why we never hear from them anymore? Your thoughts on this matter would be greatly appreciated. Tongue sticking out, smiley. Love you, bye. Gary Hudson, current holder of 470 SMPs.
Good for you. I just presumed they were really famous in France anyway, the Dolly Rockers.
The Dolly Rockers, remind me.
I've got it here, actually. Listen. Speaking French, but in their Essex accents. Remember that one?
No, but how did I miss out on this?
They were on our show quite a bit.
Were they?
Yeah, yeah. We fully supported and got behind that one.
Are they...
Another one of my triumphs.
Are they together, or...?
I don't know whether they...
Can we get them back on?
Yep. Really? They were big in the game at the time.
The Dolly Rockers?
Yeah, we had them on a few times. They're probably huge in France, like Mika.
All because they do French
Just
words with English.
Just Dolly, yeah.
Wow.
And next.
I'm hoping this gets through to Mr. Mills. Ooh. My name's Lex Bradley from a tattoo studio in Grantham, and I've just done a portrait of Psy from Gangnam Style and thought you'd find it entertaining, laughing smiley. I did it for free. Happy viewing, amigos. XXX, Lex.
Thanks, Lex. I like your name.
Oh,
and
my word. I've got it here.
I don't know why you've done this, but that is an awesome portrait of Psy off of Gangnam Style. It's really good. Really good. It's a tattoo.
I can't believe
it's an actual tattoo of Psy.
It's sort of
his
doing
face.
His face.
Yeah.
Like, but
opening his mouth.
Yeah.
It's like he's in the middle of going, hey, off of Sexy Ladies. We'll put this on the Radio 1 Facebook.
That's quite disturbing.
And the Radio 1 Twitter now, and on the Scott Mills Facebook. We're going to put it everywhere. And just imagine that on someone's arm.
Would you do that?
Or butt cheek. Hmm?
How much money would it take for you to...
Absolutely not, no. Because I have a feeling he might be a one-hit wonder here.
You'd do it for a million, though, wouldn't you?
No.
I probably would.
Yeah, you would. Next.
Hello, Scott, Chris and Sexy Becky. This message comes to you from me at work on my tea break. I work in a petrol station and have just served Deborah Meaden. The problem is that seconds before she came into the shop, I'd been listening to one of Chris's lame ideas to her. I found it incredibly hard trying to keep a straight face while serving her, lol. I'm sure she thought I had lost my mind. Also, just before taking my break, I insulted a customer by accident. When they pay by card, I always have to say, please insert your card into the bottom of the reader. But being a little tired and in need of food, I actually said, please insert your card into your bottom. Hoping not to receive a complaint and still listening daily. Aaron Birchall, 6'2", 24 years old, off of Taunton, Somerset. Big up the bumpkins, smiley.
That's my favourite for
a while.
Legend. Good email. Please insert your card into your bottom.
I urge anyone who serves Deborah Meaden in future to say that.
And call her Mrs. Mead, because
yes,
she loves it.
Yes, do that.
Send an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk and the Posh Radio 4 lady can read out your email on Dear Scott.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, real or no real, Chris is keeping the score. Yep. Hugh Stevens is on from 4 o'clock, but is here to play the game with us now. Some of these blatant made up, some of these actual real things that you can impress your friends with. Good facts, but real or no real?
Facebook is the only website that can be seen from space.
Again, it's Chris Smith. I believe everything he says.
I know, it's that news authoritative voice, isn't
yeah.
it? So, can Facebook be seen from space? The only website that can do so.
No.
It's too difficult to understand. How can you see Facebook from space?
No.
Can't see any website from space.
No. I mean, what are you saying? That there's a computer up in space and think they're on Facebook?
It. No, can you see it from space?
No.
It's a very simple question.
No. No, you can't.
You can't, no?
You're trying to confuse us.
I'm not.
Is this a trick question? No, I'm saying no.
No, that is no real.
Oh, yeah. I nearly got you though, didn't I?
Good.
Phew. And next.
The word bootylicious was added to the Oxford Dictionary due to the immense popularity of the Destiny's Child song.
Get ready for this
jelly. What a tune.
Get ready for this jelly. Is my body too bootylicious for you, babe?
Let's build that song now with Hugh's voice.
Remember, Hugh, we can go back and clip this.
I think it's definitely true.
Because of that song?
Yeah, because it was massive, wasn't it, Bootylicious?
Yeah.
Was it the theme tune to Charlie's Angels?
No, that was really? Independent Woman Part 2, whatever it was.
I'm saying Bootylicious. I reckon, yeah, that's a well-established word now, isn't it? We all know what it means. Yes. Yeah.
Both real. Yes?
Yeah, yes, definitely. It's in the Oxford Dictionary.
Yes, that is real.
Yeah.
Good one. And next.
People are more likely to return a lost wallet if they find a baby picture inside it.
Oh, that's a nice one. Yeah, I reckon that's true. Because you think, oh, family man or woman.
Oh look at that.
The last thing they need is losing their wallet.
Mm.
I reckon definitely.
I'd say, yeah, statistically... I might do that. I might just put a picture in just in case you lose it, like, if it helps.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
you've
saying,
got a child already, Maximus.
Oh, good point. There's not a real child before it, people don't
with
know
Becky.
That. It's, well, yeah, but it's not real. It's an imaginary thing.
No, that's why she's off. She's having it this week.
Oh, don't start vicious rumours, Scott.
She's taken a week off to have your child.
No, she has not taken a week off. Oh, please. Oh, and she can't even say anything now, can
that's
she?
That's right.
So...
Good luck if you listen, Becky.
That's not true.
If it goes all right. Anyway, real or no real?
Real.
Push.
Yeah, definitely. I'd
breathe.
No, don't. No, I mean breathe, but like, that's not happening.
Real or no real?
Real.
Yes, that one is real.
Yes. And here's your next real or no real. Oh, hello. Next real or no real.
Usain Bolt has been timed running faster backwards, but the International Athletics Federation won't let him compete that way.
So can he go faster backwards, but they won't let him do it?
Oh,
of course not.
That'd be real.
I reckon he could run faster backwards than I could running forwards.
Blatantly.
Which I would love to do as a race, actually. I don't know if anyone's ever tried that with him.
Should do it.
That would be a great race, wouldn't it?
I'm sure he'd be bang up for it, not.
The backward Olympics, where you've got to do everything backwards. Throw the javelin behind you.
Wasn't there a Radio 1 DJ once that wanted to go in for the Olympics, and then someone beat her right, running backwards, and they were faster?
A Radio 1 DJ?
I think there was.
Is this a dream?
Or maybe I dreamt it. And dreams are banned from a Mara show, so no.
Yeah.
Anyway, real or no real?
No real.
No, that's not real.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And... You're doing well today, boys.
Really
next
well.
One.
Jeremy Kyle owns the world's biggest violin.
What do you reckon, Hugh?
Jeremy Kyle.
I know the answer to this.
You're mate with him, aren't you, Scott?
I'm an acquaintance of Jeremy Kyle.
I've read this in your autobiography. He used to work at the same radio station as him. He got you a car with your name on the side of it.
He did. Yeah. He was the man to go to if you wanted a car with your name on the side.
But has he got...
The world's biggest violin.
Definitely not. I don't think he plays any musical instrument.
Do you not?
I don't think he listens to music.
I think he's got the monies and he would spend it on that kind of thing because he's odd. I would say... that's what I'm going to say, real.
You think Jeremy Kyle has the biggest violin in the world?
Yeah.
No, that is no real.
Oh, that would have been such a good one to tell your mates if it was real, wouldn't it? At the end of that round, the scores are this.
Oh. Hugh has got 50, I've got 40.
Oh, yes.
Yes, Hugh Stevens. Give yourself all them points. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Right, there's lots of people texting in claiming to have been in that field with Angelina Jolie eating a kebab. Check this out. Here is the news story from that day.
Manchester Evening News, October the 21st, 2002. Hollywood star Angelina Jolie told of her crusade against landmines during a flying visit to Cheshire. The Tomb Raider actress arrived by helicopter at a demining training centre in Lostock Greylham on Saturday. Jolie, 27, met children from Lostock Greylham Primary School when she visited the training centre. She donned a flak jacket and helmet to learn how D-miners use metal detectors to make land safe. One pupil, Megan Morell, 9, said, "Angelina was lovely. She is really pretty and helped us learn about landmines."
There we are, that's the story. So it is real. Absolutely not any mention of kebabs in there at all.
No, the story doesn't explain why Angelina Jolie would buy 100 kebabs for children. No.
The kids should have said, "And Angelina was lovely and very kindly brought us all a kebab."
Yes.
But no mention of them at all.
And that was the podcast.
Don't forget, listen live to us tomorrow between 1 and 4 on BBC Radio 1. It's Friday and all that. Or, if you can't listen live, then I do recommend this free, lovely podcast.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.